So I guess I'll start with the intro. This is Inkstead's part of this interview. This interview is part of what I'm doing for the month of March, is focus on women in comics, as part of International Women's Day being on March 8th. So this will be airing as one of my... I'm doing about five or so interviews with young women in comics, doing small press stuff. And then I'll have, during the regular Inkstead's, for interviews with... elder stateswomen of the comics industry. So I've got like Francois Moulet, Megan Kelso, Phoebe Gleckner, and Diana Schutz. And then you're one of the select few, because there's a lot of young women doing comics right now, I've noticed in my couple of years doing the show.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
It's a good time for comics. So your latest book out right now... okay, I guess for listeners, this is I'm talking to Tatiana Gill, and your latest book that you've illustrated is Pictures of You,
mm-hmm.
for Alternative Comics. Now, this isn't the first book, though, of a series. It's one of a couple others, or the second, or I don't know if
yeah,
I remember
it's the
right.
Second in a series of three.
In a series of three. Now, I've only read the Pictures of You. Does the first one, is it the same characters, or...
Yeah, the first one is A Strange Day, and it's the meeting of Anna and Miles. And then the next one is Pictures of You, which is actually a prequel to A Strange Day, Star Wars style. So it's sort of the events leading up to their meeting. And then the third one isn't drawn yet. It's just planned.
And it's going to be another Cure song.
Yes.
Or A Strange Day is an album. It's the album, isn't it?
No, A Strange Day is a song, yeah.
Okay.
They probably have a greatest hits album named after it.
I think so. I just never got into the Cure. I was... more of an industrial kid as a young man, so...
Oh, Cure was sort of my gateway to industrial music, actually. First it got dark, and then it got heavy, so...
First it got mopey, then it got angry.
Yeah. Seven stages of music.
Now it's just indie melancholy where all the guys have beards. At least that's what I'm stuck in.
I guess that's acceptance, I don't know.
It's a life at a college radio station. That's all we have around here is guys with beards. Well, at least the music. The staff here don't have beards, thankfully. So tell me about Pictures of You, a prequel. Not a sad story, but it is a sad story.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Or it was sad for me, actually, to draw it. I was like, Damon and I have a lot in common, or he has a very universal voice where, he'll write these stories about things in his life, but I always see my life in them, and so there's lots of dragging up old emotions and stuff and drawing it.
It's a very personal book.
Yeah, definitely.
So what is it about the characters that really draws you in to doing them, and what kind of role do you play with Damon in the process?
Well, now it's gotten down to much... We've worked together for long enough that when he writes, I know what he's getting at, so he can give me a much looser script where he'll have all the dialogue there and basic motions and stuff. But when we were first working together, it was much more intricate detail, script directions kind of thing. And what draws me to it is really what I put into it. When he gave me the characters, I didn't see a direct connection to my life, but I put in a lot of myself into Anna, and like a lot of my best friend into the other female protagonist, Sarah. I actually put some of what I saw in Damon into Miles. So, some of myself too, obviously, but more like physical characteristics and things like that.
Now, was what kind of, like, what's your history in comics? Was Strange Days your first kind of take at doing illustrated graphic novel? Because I know you've done some stuff that's been in Free Comic Book Day comics with Mr. Lasky.
Oh, yeah. I've done, I guess I got going, drawing comics my whole life, really, since I was a tot. And my mother always encouraged that, and she did a comic in the 80s and was really into underground alternative comics. So I grew up reading those probably before I should have in a lot of cases. And had, the preteen and teenage fascination with Marvel and DC and stuff. And so I was always drawing comics, but then when I realized I wanted to get published, I mostly just started contributing to anthologies and getting them in different anthologies. And so my collaboration with David Lasky was actually originally for an Olympia anthology. A local comic convention does like their own Olympia-themed anthology every year. So
it's a pretty neat little con they have going there, too. They had like Brunetti there last year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They always get great stars, and I think it's a pretty good location, and just the passion of the event organizers and their willingness, I think, maybe to, you know, get a good hotel room for the visitors and things like that. Their willingness to make their stay a pleasant one.
Not sticking them on someone's couch.
Exactly. but yeah, I love it's the Danger Room Comics. It's the store that puts it together, and when I lived in Olympia, they were really supportive of, you know, just being excited that they knew somebody that was, you know, at the time, you know, photocopying mini comics. But they're just a really great you know, rallying cry for comics on the West Coast.
Nice. I'll have to check it out next time I go through there.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really good store.
I just see Olympia as like the thing you pass on the way to Portland, unfortunately.
For the most part, it is, I think. But yeah, they do have a great comic store there. Lots of alternative books and
general goodness.
Yes.
And the start of the Riot Girls scene.
Right.
Now, what kind of medium to use with your stuff? Because I see it seems like you have a really nice, loose, thick brush.
Yeah, that's it. I have a Winsor & Newton number 2 that I use. Yeah, pretty much all the time. I'm thinking of making a move to pen for the finer detail, but I really like the sort of raw look it gets. I just like the look of pure brush, so I may stick with that for a while. I think it was actually David Lasky who first suggested to me that I try a brush because my lines were like, they look kind of sparse when I just use a thin pen, and so the brush is great for adding more character and depth.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any art school training, or is it pretty much all self-taught?
Pretty much all self-taught. I went to college at Evergreen, and that was a great opportunity to find other cartoonists and make our own contracts. And so that was how I first learned about Dark Knight Returns and V for Vendetta and even Love and Rockets and stuff like that, was through just talking with other cartoonists and, you know, exchanging comics and finding out about stuff. And and yeah, from there I've just sort of read everything. Danger Room was a great place. They'd let me come in and read comics for free, so I read the whole Love and Rockets anthology that way.
That's a lot of reading.
Yeah. I had a lot of free time. And I worked at Fantagraphics for a year, and they have an amazing library, so I got to kind of study all the masters there.
What were you doing at Fantagraphics?
I was working the mailroom, so
the grunt work.
Yes. Figured I'd get in on the bottom floor, but it didn't go up from there.
Oh, there's no money to be made there. I think it's more of a job of passion than
Yeah, totally.
Now, how did you get connected with Damon? Because he's not a Northwesterner, is he?
No. We were on the same website, and this is right when webcomics, you know, as a cartoonist, you're sort of like, maybe I should make a webcomic. This was probably, I don't know, like 4 years ago now. And so one of the main webcomics guys at the time had sort of this side project offshoot, and Damon and I were on that. And one of us wrote the other one a fan letter. I don't remember what order it went in, but, you know, we both saw each other's stuff because we were on the same website. And he had my Uncle Jeff, and I had just an autobiographical mini-comic that I'd done. And we just really liked each other's stuff. And he was looking for an artist for the script for Strange Day that he had. And I was, you know, and we had already talked about our mutual love of The Cure and emo, loosely autobiographical stories and stuff like that. And so, yeah, we just hit it off and decided, like, why not? Like, let's try this. It was originally going to be just a 20-page. I figured we'd just contribute it somewhere. But then his writer myths took over and turned into a whole book. So
who published the first book? Was it also alternative or?
It was also alternative. And yeah, we got published in France just through, as far as I could tell, a stroke of luck. Somebody, Serge, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, but you know, our French publisher just emailed us out of the blue and said he might have met Damon at a convention or something, but that he loved our comic and he wanted to work with us and publish it in France. So,
well, one thing I really enjoy about the book is that. And maybe this is why it works so well translated, is it seems more about the emotion of the characters and less about, like, the dialogue. Like, it seems really... the dialogue's important, but it just... the visualness seems to work so well of just pushing emotions forward and the relationships.
Thank you.
Is that something you've been striving for as far as, like, while you're doing it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, some of it's just, you know, I'm a very emotional person, and... You know, for me, the brush and ink is a chance to express myself, and I really love those bold lines for, you know, portraying stronger emotions and things like that.
What's the plan? Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. no, go ahead.
Well, what's the plan for the continuation? So it's going to be another book after Strange Days?
Mm-hmm, yeah, Yeah, and then we're going to try to publish all three in a perfect bound, anthology. In a larger book set format. So
an omnibus.
Yes.
Now, what kind of stuff do you write when you write your own comics?
I tend to write autobio. I don't actually. It's one of the reasons why I really like working with a writer is that I don't. You know, I blog a lot, I write about, I can easily, like, tell a story that happened to me, but I'm not really one for, you know, spinning a tale.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to, I can write, like, a two-pager or something, but when it comes to a longer book, I really prefer to write with someone that's more into the, you know, story arc and things like that.
And that's obviously where Damon comes in handy.
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's nice to work with him because we trust each other, and so he can sort of let me go, you know, like he doesn't need super tight control on the script. If I have an idea of, like, you know what, I think, although he said it would be three panels right here, I think I'm going to make it one long panel where they all sort of intermingle, and he's always fine with that and really supportive.
When you did the stuff in Alternative Comics, Free Comic Book Day with David, how was the collaboration with that one? How did that work?
I think that we just exchanged script and ideas over email. And we actually did a couple, so I'm not sure which one.
The only one I've got, because I really, my comics are a mess at home, is the one only in Ollie.
Mm-hmm. Was it the ice cream one or the naked pizza naked one?
It's the naked pizza.
Okay. So I think that one, it might have actually been a story that I told him, but he's always been encouraging me to tell these autobio comics because I have lots of crazy stories, especially of my Olympia days, or, you know, like, I do like to spin a tale when it's about me and, you know, throw in the punchline kind of thing. In that case, it was just, we've been pals for a long time, so, you know, we'll talk about comics sometimes, and I think both knew we were going to that convention and decided to collaborate, and then it was just exchanging a script over email and possibly a thumbnail, but I don't even think so, and then he just called me on the phone to hammer down some details, and then he just went off and did it, so.
Bam!
Yeah, exactly.
So why comics for you, you know, as a young woman in comics?
For me, it's just the most exciting medium, hands down, because of the opportunities of combining words and pictures and how you can meter out time and, you know, how you can convey emotion through different visual cues and symbols. And, you know, for me, when I'm drawing, I'm not usually thinking about, oh, I'm going to take out the border here and it's going to be so cool. Sometimes I think that way, but sometimes it just, it's just like what has to happen to, mm-hmm. to say what I need to say. And so for me, it's always just been the medium that I want to work in.
So when you're working, do you kind of try and have more of kind of a flowing, just kind of let it happen, or and try not to plan it out too far?
Yeah, I think so. I use a whole lot of whiteout when I work. And I'm always sort of striving to have a more, you know, I imagine that like when Charles Burns works, it's just very carefully done. He's not,
yeah.
He's not dropping ink all over his arm, and I do tend to get sort of feverish and spill things and make it, you know, have a huge mistake in one panel and have to go back and fix that later kind
you're,
of thing.
You're getting into the meat of the comics.
Yes. But I definitely think that it allows for more fun and spontaneity. You know, it just depends on what you're comfortable with in the final book. So.
Now, do you do any other kind of artwork beyond comics?
Yeah, well, I do lots of spot illustration and things like that. And just as a hobby, I do Sculpey and, you know, different little crafts. So,
different ways of exploring?
Yeah. Yeah, and I've thought about somehow meshing the two, you know, making like, taking pictures of Sculpey to make like 3D style, you know, Toy Fair type comics or something. But I haven't done anything like that yet, so.
You know, it seems, pictures of you seems like a lot of, it was really personal to put together. Was that part of, like, was it a challenge at points working on it?
Yeah. In fact, probably one of the more intense scenes in the book where she has this fight with her mom and everything gets really falls apart. I had to leave that for, like, one of the last things that I drew. And I, you know, I would just come home every day and be like, I have to work on that scene. And I would just be like, oh, no, like, not going to happen. So it actually took a lot of courage for me to, you know, sort of try to relive those old emotions so that I could portray them accurately. But I got a lot out of it, too. I mean, it wasn't just, like, masochism. I think that, you know, it was healing for me to draw it, sort of get it out.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I enjoyed within the book is the most of the time when I see comics do scenes with bands, they get really angry. and it's funny because, like, some people think it's a bit much, my anger for it, but sometimes it just seems so contrived and just doesn't really fit the story. But I actually enjoyed it in here because it just felt honest. It didn't feel like it was being pushed in there to create this, I don't know what I'm saying, but I don't know. How did you approach doing the music scenes? Because music is such a focal point to the story, too, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think that, I think maybe part of why in Damon's writing and then in my drawing it can come about organically is because we did, you know, we do both have this passion for music, and particularly this music that, you know, you just know when you're, like, driving in a car and the music's playing and it's sort of setting the scene for you and you feel like you're in a movie or something. Like, there's a real, I don't know.
It's
there's
like,
just like a presence to that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the music does sort of, like, I could express that in drawing it. And so I try to do that, just let it fill up the panel. And I think having it hand-lettered makes a big difference.
Yeah, well, I appreciate when cartoonists do hand lettering, because you can tell, and it just feels warmer.
Yeah, it's actually interesting, because in the French version, they made a font out of my handwriting, so that I didn't have to re-letter the whole thing, and, you know, just translated it and put it in the, covered over the bubbles with the new French ones, and I don't like the way it looks at all. It gives me it looks terrible to me, because it's like the letters bring it this sort of computer uniform quality that the art doesn't have, and so it makes the art look too chaotic in comparison.
Well, that's, it just seems to the point is the lettering is a part of the story, especially like in the argument part. Like, I can't see changing that to make it look uniform when it's each letter, like, you know, the words kind of work together to be kind of a crescendo.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Yeah, I definitely feel like it's an art form of itself, you know, just like typography and kerning and all that stuff is, you know, I don't think it should be ignored.
Mm-hmm.
There's this online comic that Microsoft has where they give the lettering guy credit, and he just laid it out on the computer, and it is a lot of work because I've done it, but at the same time, I'm like, they should give letterers credit when they actually lettered, not when they laid it out on the computer.
Yeah. That's just layout.
Yeah, totally.
So what next can we expect from you? The next Cure book or
Yeah, that's gonna be we've sort of Damon had a baby and I wanted a break because Pictures of You is 2 years in the drawing and I was just, you know, wanted to do something different for a bit. So I've just been mostly doing illustrations and a couple of anthology contributions. So yeah, that's probably what's coming out next. Although
which
I'm
anthologies?
Always open to well, The Girl's Guide to Guy's Stuff.
Oh, okay.
And Lulu.
Yeah.
Just did that one. So that's actually the only one I have coming out.
Hey, it's still comics coming out.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite Cure song?
Oh gosh.
Come on.
I couldn't even pick one. They're different.
I just thought I had to ask. Since the theme is The Cure.
I know. Probably Catch. I think that might be my favorite. But it's like, it's not, you know, the reasons why I like The Cure, I would probably pick one off of Disintegration, but then when it comes to just like picking one that I just love, it's probably one of their poppy ones.
And what's wrong with pop? Nothing.
Nothing.
Everyone hates on the pop. I like a good poppy song once in a while.
It's actually funny because Damon and I come from, you know, he's a few years younger than me, so by the time he was listening to The Cure, I was like, they've sold out, man. Like
Friday, I'm in love. It's all over.
Totally.
Exactly. He's in rehab now.
I was like a real Cure fan. I want to get into this song now. but he loves the old stuff, and so, you know, we definitely have a, you know, pretty much all of the songs are from their older albums that we use in the comics.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's definitely the early stuff. I can tell. Well, I think that's about the time slot I have for my smaller. It's shorter interviews I'm doing for the extra ones. So thank you for taking the time to chat with me today.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm really excited to
be a part. Now, is it as sunny in Seattle as it is in Vancouver?
It's actually a great day today. It was really nice out. So
there you go. You get to enjoy the evening.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
I'm glad your mixing board survived the interview at least.
I'm not going to smash it yet.
And I'm really excited to see the whole showcase because all the women that you listed are, you know, heroes of mine. So exciting that.
I think heroes of many, including myself. They're all people that I've always like kind of looked up to a lot, and was like. Part of the fun of the show, I get to talk to whoever I want to. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
And I hope you have a swell evening.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'll see you online probably.
Alrighty, thanks.
All right, bye.
That was Tatiana Gill. Her book is Pictures of You, as well as the Strange Days, Pictures of You being the, as she put it, the Star Wars prelude. Great stuff. I really enjoyed her stuff. And thank you for coming on. Check out inkstuds.com for some more women in comics. Bye-bye.